In Spain, as in many other countries in the world, it's being usual that the old-fashioned, but some very long time ago, quite powerful, very powerful press lives in very heavy condition of nostalgia, of rethinking who they are and why they have lost the old influence. It's just like those who are now about to die, those who are 70 or 80, and they try to use Botox or to dress like youngsters to try to still be the one you have to look at, the center of attention. And they try to be reborn. They try to understand what is and what should be, and what is doing TikTok, and what is doing YouTube Shorts, and what are doing all the internet, young companies that are influencing so many youngsters throughout the world very, very heavily and very steadily and very quickly and with very simple messages that cost nothing. A very good example is what has happened this weekend in El País Semanal, which you can see in the video that you can click in the link set up here in the conditions of this podcast. Now, they do not understand that youngsters simply dislike Britain Press and that nobody is going to distribute any more paper, and that the new ideas and the new values are to be distributed in a different way. And they try to learn that, but they just can't because they are old-fashioned. They are old for this generation, but they don't resign to just understand that. And they don't understand why the prettier ones are somewhere else, not in the left anymore, why they cut their hair and why they try to be pretty in another fashion, but pretty anyway, and much more pretty than the very old people who write the modern, ancient, subsidized press. Leftists always have lived with others' money. Marx did that with Engels' money, and all of them have always lived with the money of those who they opposed to. They do not understand no ingenious and no engineers and new technologies and new programs and new status. And they want to understand it because they want to be again those who create opinion and who create values. But they just, when they hear of Zhang Yiming, they think that's something coming off the moon, but it doesn't really. And they were head of Musical Day. They can't understand that somebody is distributing videos with music because they have always sold papers with no music, of course. So, it's the newest technology that they just can't understand. Old-fashioned leftists don't understand those things, and they don't understand why criticizing or emphasizing, let's say, Joe Biden or whoever, is something done by new political influencers who are not them. They have studied for years and they have gone to this or that university and they have been told that they are going to be the new opinators. They're not. They're not. They are not now, then they will never be. They have no more influence and they want to restore their own influence, and it's just impossible because they can't understand the phenomenon. So, surprisingly cool and optimistic new publications, is something surprising for an old curmudgeon who, curmudgeons are always curmudging, and they are always opposing to something and promoting negative values, and that's what I find positive. But it's even worse when they talk of the importance of rethinking the conscience of those who are in the education business, in the educational business, because they are trying to educate. What those leftists, old leftists, want is to educate the population and to tell them what to think. And that's what I find really harmful. But they have lost all that. They've lost all that. Even if they spend millions of money, it's not anymore paper. It's now TikTok, and it's now YouTube, and it's now webs. It's something they don't understand. Videos are supposed, they say, to psychologists and so on, are supposed to be an addiction, they say. Well, why are they not? Why have they not been an addiction for decades? An addiction of socialism, an addiction of indoctrinism, and an addiction of negative values. They are not addictions, they are intellectuals. Intellectuals. You must understand that we have the monopoly of the correct opinion, because we are leftists. That's what El País thinks in Spain. You must put that, all that, you must put all that in your understanding of the Spanish politics, because El País, among the population who is over 50, over 60 really, still think that with a little bit of Botox, they can still be the center of attention of all kind of, conversations, and they're not. Please, if you want, to subscribe to this podcast. Thank you very much.